I'm talking with John Bailey, Chair of the Accounts Commission, about the National Scrutiny Plan, which we're publishing today. John, can you just explain what the National Scrutiny Plan is?
The National Scrutiny Plan shows the planned scrutiny activity for each council in Scotland by each scrutiny body. The plan includes scrutiny that looks at corporate processes such as the way the council is run and how it uses its resources, and at service level. Services include functions like education, social work, and subdivisions of these functions such as adoption and fostering services. The National Plan excludes scrutiny at the level of individual units such as schools and care homes.
So what changes are being made here?
The organisations that carry out scrutiny to monitor the performance of Scotland's local authorities have developed a new approach. There are now better arrangements for working together and making best use of each other's knowledge, experience, resources and activity. We now have shared assessments, plans and timetables for work at both a local and a national level, and this is enabling a more proportionate, risk-based approach to scrutiny work. The scrutiny organisations concerned are the Accounts Commission for Scotland, Audit Scotland, Her Majesty's Inspector of Education, Social Work Inspection Agency, NHS Quality Improvement Scotland, the Care Commission, the Scottish Housing Regulator, and Her Majesty's Inspectorate of Constabulary for Scotland. This scrutiny plan covers all the main areas of activity, the corporate management of local authorities, as well as the key services.
So what are the benefits of this new approach?
Well, it's easier to develop a rounded picture of performance, and scrutiny can be better targeted to areas where it can add particular value. We have plans for activity over the next 3 years with the national plan, but also with the individual plans for each council. We'll review these and update them on an annual basis. Now, local authorities that are performing well will receive less scrutiny, so saving resources. In fact, overall, there should be a significant reduction in the aggregate level of scrutiny experienced by local government. We'll be monitoring actual activity against the plans shown in the schedule and reporting progress in due course.
Is this coordination going to save time and money?
It's still too early to say what the precise effect of the changes will be. We are currently working in ways to measure this. However, we are committed to a significant reduction in the overall level of scrutiny experienced by local government. We will monitor actual activity against the plans contained in the schedule and report progress in due course. But, for example, we have achieved a 26% reduction in what we call contact days, that is, the number of days spent in a council multiplied by the number of inspectors in the council. And that's for the year 2010 and 2011, as compared with the scrutiny work that's already been undertaken in 2008.
And what will it all mean for people using council services? Will they experience any direct benefits?
As well as the reduction in the aggregate level of scrutiny, the coordination process should make scrutiny more focused on areas where it will make a significant difference. The risk assessment process will need good quality information to support it, and this should help to promote improvement in the information that's available to the public to help them assess how well their council is performing. It will help us, the scrutiny bodies collectively, that is, to provide better assurance in those areas where it is most needed.
And how will you report what's happening at each council?
We'll continue to report in a normal way through published reports. Now, some of these reports may be joint, involving more than one of the scrutiny bodies, reflecting our new streamlined approach to this.